The nonprofit Ontario Vegetarian Food Bank has two locations in Greater Toronto, Canada. With the noble vision of helping to create a hunger-free world, the organization provides fresh fruit, vegetables, and other vegetarian foods free of charge to disadvantaged individuals and families. Hello, good-hearted viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. Today's program features an interview with Mr. Milan Joseph, founder of the Ontario Vegetarian Food Bank. This fine gentleman is active in many areas of his community, having also established the organization Universal Community Help in 2000 to provide spiritual counseling to local residents, regardless of their background. Mr. Joseph discussed with us the origins of the food bank.
My wife, in 1998, she happened to start a Hindu temple that is in west side of Toronto, that is called Trichandur Murugan Temple. That was a very good experience because when I was in the temple, I got a chance to meet very low-income single mothers, vegetarian people come to the temple. You know, most of the Hindus are vegetarian. I got a chance to talk to them personally, privately, and everybody was kind of telling they have difficulties. Sometimes their children are not going to school without breakfast. And third week finished, fourth week, no money at all, no food in the fridge, nothing.
Before starting his project, Mr. Joseph was well acquainted with operating food banks from prior volunteer experience with other such groups. Knowing that no vegetarian food banks were serving underprivileged vegetarians in his community, he decided to establish two facilities to distribute food, one at the Trichandur Murugan Temple in the city of Scarborough and the other in the town of North York. With the help of his wife and Mrs. Jessica Smith, the food bank was launched on Mother's Day, May 11, 2008. Later, Mr. Joseph learned that his was the first such facility in all of Canada.
I went to my friends who were having a grocery stores, convenience stores, and some individual people. I said, I'm serving the people, like low-income, no-income shelters, homeless people, so please help me.
Well, as coordinator, I register the clients as they come in, and I prospect for more places where we can possibly get food donations and spreading the word, because a lot of our advertising has been through word of mouth. And I'm also contacting various spiritual organizations and groups that promote vegetarianism so that they know about us, because we just believe that even some of the temples and churches, they may have people who need help, and let them know that we exist.
The Ontario Vegetarian Food Bank has been featured in the local newspaper, in internet articles, on Canadian Broadcasting Corporation or CBC Radio in Windsor, and in a piece in Maclean's, Canada's only national weekly current affairs magazine. It was from this last source that the Radha Somi Society Bees Canada, a spiritual group in Milton, Ontario, learned of Mr. Joseph's work.
At the beginning, after this article, the Maclean's magazine article from August, there was an organization called Radha Somi Society of Canada. They have a farm land in Milton. This president, he called me after he read the article, and he said, you're doing a wonderful job, and you have to see what we are doing here. This organization is more than 200 years in the world, and they have properties all over the world. And in Toronto, they have the Milton property, 125 acres. Wow. What they do is they have volunteers, and they do grow vegetables and fruits. They don't consume, and they give it to the food bank, shelters, and homeless. That's all they do. So they never sell nothing. So in the summertime, he called me, he said, from next week, you bring your truck or van, take whatever you like, and give it to the people. So I was using them until almost November, the winter time start, and they were very helpful.
Our main partnership is with the Toronto Vegetarian Association, and we formalized our community partnership with them back in November 2008, and they were absolutely thrilled. In fact, before we had even officially opened, I had emailed them to let them know that this food bank was in the works, and they wrote back and said, anything we can do to help. Back in mid-November, they had their annual general meeting, and we collected about 100 pounds of food donations.
With the selfless help of the Toronto Vegetarian Association and other groups, the Ontario Vegetarian Food Bank received enough food to help their clients during the 2008 Christmas season.
Toronto Vegetarian Association, PETA, and some Animal Alliance, and some other, very different organization, they put a basket and they collected food and they gave it to us. So that was a very helpful food donation because of the Christmas New Year time at that time.
The Ontario Vegetarian Food Bank serves all community members, regardless of their ethnicity, religion, or dietary preferences.
We decided to set up in Scarborough first simply because we have a very large Tamil Hindu vegetarian population, but as word has spread, we have clients from Central America, South America, Afghanistan, China, all sorts of different cultures.
On an average week, how many families do you assist with the food bank?
I think about 300. People now that were helping through this food bank. I knew there would be a demand, but it's one of those things where unless you actually see the people coming in and telling you their stories, you don't really realize just how big the need is.
In order to protect clients' health, the Ontario Vegetarian Food Bank checks all donated food to ensure it is purely vegetarian.
One of the things that makes us very unique is that we are completely vegetarian. Many of our clients, for cultural reasons, will not go to a regular food bank because they mix non-vegetarian products with vegetarian things. Milan and I keep these cultural concerns in mind. Whenever we get a donation, we always read the labels because even a lot of so-called vegetarian items can contain chicken broth or even beef broth. Some of our clients have severe food allergies, and bearing that in mind, we don't want anybody getting sick from an allergic reaction.
When we return, we will learn more about the Ontario Vegetarian Food Bank, located in the Greater Toronto Area. This is Supreme Master Television.
Me encanta la oportunidad que nos han brindado al darnos un banco de comida, ya que es algo importante, porque usualmente para personas como nosotros que somos estudiantes es un poco difícil, necesitamos de una buena alimentación.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works, featuring a profile of the Ontario Vegetarian Food Bank. The organization has locations in the cities of Scarborough and North York in the province of Ontario, Canada. This unique non-profit entity, founded by Mr. Milan Joseph, offers pure vegetarian food, including fresh fruit and vegetables, to the community's disadvantaged individuals and families. The facility fills a great need not met by traditional food banks in the area, as vegetarians can come to the food bank knowing they will get food that contains no meat or meat byproducts.
Can you tell me a little bit about your operation, sorting, distribution, that type of thing, and the types of food people are that's in demand for the food bank?
Yeah, we started with a food like a vegetarian, strictly vegetarian, and especially the rice, flours, sugars, and anything, packed food and noodles and non-perishable items, anything we ask the people to bring it over.
It just amazes me seeing the different types of people that come in that door, and even at our North York location as well. So it's a wonderful learning process for myself, for Malan, and our volunteers. It's great.
Pienso que es muy importante tener un banco de comida vegetariano, ya que encontramos alimentos que son muy buenos para nuestra salud.
I got volunteers from Toronto Social Services and Operation Springboard and some schools like Seneca, Humber, Ryerson University, some university students. So I have plenty of volunteers willing to work on with me, and they are very good on helping with the food bank.
Well, it's been a very good experience because, you know, helping people is not just a human thing, it's a universal thing that we should do. That's something we should do for each other. Everyone deserves to be helped if they want to be helped.
How long have you been volunteering at the food bank?
2 meses.
And how do you feel after, you know, since you've been volunteering at the food bank?
Me siento muy feliz, muy bien. Me siento confortable.
Malan Joseph dreams of reaching even more people with his initiative, both in Canada and around the world.
You mentioned you wanted to expand the operations.
Yeah, actually, what is my plan is like from now on to next month, we are going to do a proposal to the Trillium or Foundation or some other agencies that who are looking after food banks. And definitely we are going to write the proposal and ask for them. If anybody has a question how we can open, say, from Canada to or in other countries, even that also we are into looking into that, I can help them.
Jessica Smith describes some of the many environmental and spiritual benefits of keeping a meatless diet.
If you look at how much energy it takes to produce a pound of beef and how much water it takes, it's quite a lot. And also the greenhouse gases that are produced to produce beef or chicken or fish compared to producing fruits and vegetables, the impact on the planet is less. And I believe that when I became a vegetarian in 2005, not only was I helping myself, I was helping the planet. And this also goes with my idea about nonviolence. I'm very, very strong on that.
We applaud the noble work of Mr. Malan Joseph, Ms. Jessica Smith, and all the other volunteers at the Ontario Vegetarian Food Bank, which provides an important and much-needed service to the local community by offering pure vegetarian food to those in need. May heaven bless the project so that it may reach even more people in the future. Thank you for watching today's Good People, Good Works, which airs every Sunday here on Supreme Master Television. Now please stay with us for The World Around Us, following noteworthy news. May you have a blessed life, full of inner tranquility, glory, and beauty.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/GPGW.